Good afternoon. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you should know, I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose. That's right, you can live it, you can weigh whatever you want to weigh. But the title of this episode is You Want to Lose Weight? You Don't Have a Chance. So how can you reconcile those things? Well, look at it. You weigh too much, or you wouldn't be listening to this. Almost everyone you know weighs too much. They wish they could weigh less, but they can't. So what are you going to do about it? After all, think about it. You, at one time, used to be thinner, probably, but you ate enough food, or as I call it, put enough food in your mouth to make yourself fat. You knew you were doing it. So did all your friends. So did everyone else you know. They knew they were making themselves fat, and they did it anyway. And now, not a surprise, they find that they are unable to lose weight, as the term goes. So everybody's out there. Hundreds of millions of people are fat or overweight and unhappy and jeopardizing their health or just generally unhappy with what they weigh, and they would love to weigh less. The doctor tells them you should weigh less, but you can't seem to do it. You ever question why that is? Why are you and all your friends and hundreds of millions of people out there too fat or overweight? And why can't you lose weight? I mean, that's a real problem, isn't it? Everybody knows exactly what to do. It's not a secret. It's not a shock. It's not a military secret. You know exactly what to do, but you can't do it. And neither can your friends or your relatives or the couple hundred million people who are fat. So what is the problem? You ever ask yourself about it? Look, you want to weigh less, and I'm going to tell you how to do that. Really, for free, by the way. I don't want a penny of your money. Save your money. You will need it to buy new clothes, an entirely new wardrobe. But first, reconcile yourself to the problem. The chance of you losing weight is permanently very close to zero. You're not happy to hear that. Don't worry, there's a happy ending. You just haven't gotten there yet. You know exactly what to do. You've been on diets. You may have lost weight for a while. Then you found it again. What a shock. Really, what a shock. You knew you were going to find it. So does everybody else. So what is the problem? Think about it. It's the number one problem in the world today. Obesity. Oh, sure, terrorism's there. We're not making light of terrorism. But obesity affects, what, a couple hundred million people on a daily basis. On a daily basis, you're affected. And you know it's bad for you. You know you're unhappy. You know you'd love to weigh less, but you can't seem to do it. The chance of you just losing weight is very close to zero. Something like, statistically, 97% of everybody who goes on any diet and loses any weight eventually regains the weight. Seems like an impossible problem, isn't it? It's a conundrum. Everybody knows exactly what to do, and they can't do it. Or if they do it, they do it just for a while. The thought, when you think of a diet, say, oh, John, my God, I'm going to have to be on a diet. A diet to you is terrible because it is what you perceive as deprivation. You are deprived of putting certain foods in your mouth. Why would you even care? What difference would it make? Say, John, I need my chocolate. I need fried foods. I need pizza. I need fried chicken. I need four helpings of whatever it is. And that's the fact of the matter. You need it. You absolutely have to have it. You need it. That is why when you go on a diet and you deprive yourself of these things, these foods you absolutely need, for any length of time, you can't stand it anymore. And you rush and you put all that food in your mouth that you missed for such a long time. And it's a killer. That's the nub of the problem. That is your problem. Moreover, if you weigh too much today, you have gotten to a point where you feel emotionally comfortable being fat, weighing 30 or 50 or 100 or 200 pounds too much. Say, John, that's not possible. I hate it. Why would you say I feel emotionally comfortable? And I will tell you the fact of the matter is you do. You can deny it all you want. You can yell. You can scream. You can shout. You can go on any diet you want. Doesn't make any difference. You can pay for it. You can get it free. You go to meetings. You can buy a book, whatever. the chance of you permanently losing weight or weighing less is very close to zero. Don't take my word for it. Look at yourself. Look at all your friends. How many people do you know who have just permanently lost weight? I'll bet it isn't anybody. If it is, there was an emotional reason that person's weight changed. Maybe they got scared. Maybe they had a heart attack. Maybe they had a disease. Maybe it was a domestic problem. It was a problem. The real reason you're fat and you made yourself fat and you're keeping yourself fat is because you have an emotional need to put that food in your mouth. That food solves an emotional problem for you. You do not have a weight problem. You have a problem satisfying your emotional needs. When you get down, put food in your mouth. It makes you feel better. That chocolate, oh my gosh, that fat is just terrific. It makes you feel good. Why do you think people go to fast food restaurants? Oh, it's convenient. It's cheap. Sure. But every time they come out with a bigger, better sandwich, maybe no bread, maybe just hunks of chicken or hunks of meat or a 1,000-calorie sandwich, why do you think you do it? You know you're hurting yourself. You know you're making yourself fat. You do it because it makes you feel good. It makes you feel better. It is not the food itself. After all, when you take the 1,000-calorie sandwich, you know exactly what you're doing, but you're doing it anyway. The chance of you just losing weight without eliminating the emotional need or the need you feel to keep putting all that food in your mouth is very close to zero. Don't take my word for it. Look at yourself. Look at your friends. So if you want to weigh less permanently, that is, for good, you've got to eliminate the problem. The problem is you have a need to keep putting all the food in your mouth. After all, if you want to weigh less permanently, all you have to do is permanently stop putting all that food in your mouth. What a shock. You knew that. Everybody knows it. That your friends, your neighbors, your family, and a couple hundred million people, or maybe it's a billion people out there, who are getting fat and getting fatter. These are difficult times in which we live. Putting something in your mouth makes you feel better. It just does. And that's the fact of the matter. If you stick with me, by the way, again, this is free, I will teach you and show you how to eliminate and stop the emotional need you feel to keep shoveling all that food in your system. You don't really want the food in your system. You just want it in your mouth because it makes you feel good. This is John Thomas. Again, if you want to lose weight, you just don't have a chance because you're not solving the problem. You are not eliminating the reason you put all that food in your mouth and keep putting all that food in your mouth, even when you know it's a disaster for you socially, medically, economically, every which way. Stick with me. I do not want a penny of your money, folks. I'll tell you how to do this. I will teach you how to do it. And when you do it, you say, oh my gosh, John. Thank you so much. I've got emails from people thanking me for changing their lives and wearing smaller size clothes. Why? Because they've understood the problem and they've eliminated the emotional need which has bound them hand and foot to food. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. We'll continue this on my next podcast. Goodbye.